You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Quite right, they were broken off for their unbelief. But you stand by your faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Just as not all Israel is Israel, so not all the church is the church. Not all those who belong to the visible covenant people are the people God foreknew. In the Old Testament, Israel was declared to be Yahweh's vineyard, planted by him. But it is Christ Jesus who is the true Israel and the true vine. God the Father is the vine grower, and there are two kinds of branches. Hear now from God's Word in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he cleans it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit from itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. In this passage, we have the final of the I am statements recorded by John. And in the context, this is Christ in his private ministry to his disciples, which began back in chapter 13. Also in context, it is after Judas Iscariot has betrayed the Lord. Our Savior tells us there are branches in him, some that do not bear fruit, others that do. Those who merely profess faith in Christ, like Judas, are branches that do not abide in Christ. Thus, they bear no fruit. Jesus clearly says, "For apart from me, you can do nothing." Luther rightly said, "Nothing doesn't mean a little something." A person may be a member of the visible church, but unless he is abiding in Christ, united to him by Holy Spirit-wrought repentance and faith, he is incapable of bearing any fruit. He will be thrown away, cast into the fire, and burned, all pointing to the judgment and damnation awaiting fruitless branches. But those who abide in Christ, who are not merely externally connected to Christ, but organically abiding or remaining in him, they bear much fruit. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, but all bear fruit. And this fruit is loving obedience to the commandments of our King. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, as the Father lovingly, and sometimes for us painfully, prunes us or cleans us so we bear more fruit to the glory of his name. The fruit is not the means by which we abide. It is the evidence that we are abiding in Christ. And as we abide in Christ, it means that we have been engulfed in the perfect bond of unity that has eternally existed between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The 1599 Geneva Bible has these words: "The love of the Father towards the Son and of the Son towards us, and ours towards God and our neighbor, are joined together with an inseparable knot. And there is nothing more sweet and pleasant than it is. We must remember how sweet and pleasant this is, especially as our Father prunes us in the process of sanctification, a process which sometimes can be painful, but a process that we know our Heavenly Father is using. Our Heavenly Father does so because He disciplines us for our benefit, so that we may share His holiness. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him.